Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, Wairarapa.
Good morning.
You're on 92.7 Arrow FM, your community trust house sponsored radio station.
Yes.
And you're on the What's Going On show, eh,
yes,
Camille?
Absolutely. Good morning, yep. Wayne. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. I'm very good. I'm not too flustered, but
no,
not really that flustered. But no, it's going to be quite a big show today too.
Yes.
And we have a very special guest today.
Yes. Who is that?
Well, it is the CEO of Trust House Wairarapa, and his name is John Prendergast.
Welcome, John.
Yes.
Thank
welcome.
You, Kia ora.
Thank you.
Excellent. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, John.
I arrived in the Wairarapa July last year, so what's that, 16 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Southland, really.
Yes. Oh, wow.
So
you're a long
from
way
one home. Province, provincial centre to another. I had to stop off in Wellington for 3 or 4 years on the way through.
But, okay.
Yeah, and so I'm a chartered accountant.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Tragically. But for the last 26, 27 years of my career, I have worked in organisations that are sort of at that intersection of commerce and community.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is an area that I really love.
Excellent,
And
yes.
That's why I've come to this Trust House job.
Yes,
good stuff.
That's where we exist.
Excellent. And you've obviously had quite a varied career down in down south as well.
Yes, yeah. Started in chartered accountancy and then into sort of financial controller roles, and then the last 27 years, CEO roles.
Wow.
Of different organisations.
Yes. Excellent.
It's been good fun.
Yes, yes. And you're enjoying the Wairarapa?
Love it. Well, it's just like Southland. It's but warmer and it's got vineyards. So
yeah.
It's not all bad.
All the bonuses, eh?
I just really love provincial New Zealand. You know, I knew I was in the Wairarapa when I walked down. Well, the first time I came into Queen Street and I parked, and parking was $1 an hour.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I'm back home.
Yes, excellent.
And then I walked down the street and people said hello to me.
Yeah.
And
I thought, I know.
Yeah, this is...
It's great, isn't it?
It
really
is.
And everyone's got a little bit of a slower pace of life.
Yeah, and there's a real sense of community here.
I think there is too.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely working here at Arrow FM, you get that full sense of community and doing things for the community.
Yeah.
I have a little question. Is what was it that attracted you to the job here in Masterton?
Well, for 20 years I was the CEO of the Community Trust of Southland, which is a bit like Trust House, but not quite the same. It's it was a trust that had an investment portfolio. We used to own Trust Bank, and we sold it, and we ended up with about $250 million of investments. And so we'd invest that money, so that was part of my job, and the other part was giving away the grants from that money, that $10 million a year. And just the, as I was saying before, that intersection between commerce and community. And then when this job came up, I was in Wellington, I was working for the Catholic Archdiocese actually, as their CEO. And then when this job came up, I thought, well, one, it's in provincial New Zealand, my commute will reduce from 40 minutes each way to work to about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
And it's in that area that I really enjoyed working in Southland.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I applied and they decided to employ me.
That's so good.
Yeah. Excellent.
It seems that huge responsibility does not daunt you at all.
No. I really thrive on it, I think. My mother used to call me an enthusiast, and I'm just, if I get into a role that I really enjoy, look out.
Excellent. And you're obviously a bit of a people person too. I mean, Trust House is very, very community orientated, isn't it?
Yeah. And I quite enjoy that side of it too, and that's another aspect that really appealed to me, that it's a public-facing, community-owned, community-accountable organisation.
And it owns quite a few businesses as well, I've noticed.
Yeah, we've got 7 hospitality businesses from Flaxmere through the Wairarapa down to Porirua. We own, some people don't realise, we own the Copthorne Solway Park.
Yes.
I didn't realise that until last night.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
They think of the Copthorne that it's sort of owned by some national or international group,
but
it's actually locally owned. So we built and opened the Copthorne March 1972, so long time ago.
Yeah.
It is a long time ago. It is a long time.
We're just having a change of manager there, so we'll have a new manager there in the coming month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And... we're expecting significant changes and a sort of a reboot of the Copthorne.
That sounds exciting.
People often tell me this used to happen at the Copthorne and that used to happen at the Copthorne. I'd like them to be saying, it's great that this is now happening at the Copthorne and that
exactly.
So we're having a close look at that.
I remember when outside the Copthorne you could tell what nationalities were staying because of the flags they have out the front. Do they still do that?
I don't think so.
And it used to, as a child, I found that so exciting. That's American quite a good idea. You know, it really is. It's a cool thing. Just another idea to reboot.
The other things we're involved in, we've got about 500 social houses that we own that we bought from the Housing Corporation 25 years ago.
I did see that.
And we've got plans to build 300 new houses in the next five or six years.
Much needed too,
And there's a bit of a sell-off as well, I've noticed.
Well, what we're doing is we've got about 500 now. We're going to sell about half of them and use the capital that raises to then build 300 new ones.
Wow, and you're selling off because the houses are a little old, maybe not sort of fit for purpose in today's times?
We haven't maintained them over the 25 years that we've owned them to the level that we should be happy with. And so a lot of them are past the point of refurbishment and so need to be replaced. But also the market's changed in that whilst there's still a demand for family-sized houses, there is a hugely growing demand for smaller houses for older people.
Oh, definitely.
And older people isn't very old. It's 55 and over.
Oh, great.
My age just makes me feel better. I'm older. It makes me feel better too. So that's what we're doing. So just last week we welcomed 6 new tenants into some new houses we built on Aupaki Road.
Oh, yes. My house used to be there.
Did it?
Yes. And then it was a semi-detached.
I
rented it from Trust House.
Yeah.
This is going back 26 years, 25, cool. 26 years.
Well, one of the new tenants that we welcomed last week used to live there.
Wow.
12 years ago, I think.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
So it was great that they could come back to the same site.
There was a fire on that site, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
There may have been. I think
if you look at it from the roadside, I think it was the one on the left-hand side.
Yeah, that was my own house.
Is that your one?
It wasn't me. Yeah.
I know, because I live up in Lansdowne and I can actually see it from my backyard.
Yeah.
And I wondered what the hell was going on down there. But, I was really, really pleased to see that it finally been completed.
You'll see a lot more of that over the next 5 years.
Yeah. Excellent.
We start in probably April, May next year. We intend to start building new houses.
That's such a brilliant thing.
Good stuff.
We also own a little hydroelectric power scheme.
Oh,
I did notice that.
Yeah. Where's that?
I've never been to Coral Dam.
Curado.
So we bought it 2012 from Genesis Energy for $1.
$1?
Yeah, plus GST.
That's a bargain.
That's such a bargain.
And it's great.
Does that directly power the Wairarapa region?
It just goes into the grid.
It goes straight back into the national grid.
What I'd love to be able to do, but I'm an accountant and not an engineer, but
yeah.
I'd love to be able to take the power that we generate from that, which is enough for about 400 houses, and send it to the 400 houses that we have tenants.
Oh, that would be perfect, wouldn't it?
But I haven't quite figured out how to do that yet.
Maybe in 100 years more of technology we can do that.
It really is beautiful up there. So I used to take my dogs up there to walk before the big flood.
Well, and public access has been closed.
Yeah,
there was a flood went through there about 5 or 6 years ago, and we got told that we had to replace the bridge. But we've been investigating that a bit more in the last couple of weeks, and it seems that might not quite be the case.
Okay.
So there is some possibility that we might be able to reopen it to public access. A lot of fishermen go.
I was going to say, a lot of fishermen. Lot. Yeah,
we used to swim in it when we were kids.
Did you?
Yep, Mum used to take us up there.
Yeah.
This is going back nearly. What I really like about Trust House is all the things they do for the community. And you also do community grants?
Yeah, we do. So the Trust House Foundation, so in our pubs and hospitality venues, we have poker machines, 160 of them. And the proceeds from those get distributed back to the community by way of grant.
Mm.
So last year, our Trust House Foundation gave just under $5 million in grants back to the community.
Oh, that's a fantastic! That's a fantastic thing to do.
So that's good.
Yeah,
so
that's
very good.
Being a community-owned business, as such, all profits go back into the community.
They do, either by way of grants.
Yep.
or if I think about housing, so we're not giving cash back to the community in the form of grant, but what we are doing is providing and now reinvesting more into social housing. So that's a social dividend back to the community, if you like.
Oh, fantastic.
But really, yeah, we're fully owned by the community and accountable to the community. This year, for the first time in a long time, I think we are... public meeting. We have a public meeting every year, an annual public meeting,
which we
advertise in the paper, and we call it the annual meeting of electors.
Yeah.
And no one turns up.
Nobody turns up?
No. Last year, literally no one turned
up. Come on, Marston, what's going on?
So this year, we thought, well, we should invite some people.
Okay.
So we advertised it like we did, but we also invited a number, and we had about 30 people turn up, which was a good start. But next year, hopefully, we might have 50 or 60. And then
I think me
people.
And Rain will be there, eh? We're very keen to do things like this because you are our sponsor for the show, which helps us bring information about what's going on in our community and our beautiful region. So I think that we should go along if we're allowed.
If you give us a yell about when your meeting's on,
we'll give you a yell and we'll give you a sausage roll.
I love a sausage roll. Will there be sandwiches?
Yeah. Cups of
tea?
Well,
that's the other part of our business is school lunches.
I did see that.
Okay.
So we were the 11th biggest provider in New Zealand of school lunches under the government school lunch scheme.
And
according to the Ministry of Education, we're the best supplier.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which we're pretty proud of.
Yeah,
but,
very.
The Minister, David Seymour, 22nd of October, announced that that contract had been given to someone else.
Oh no way.
Just ripped it, even though you guys... were known to be the best.
Because you're providing 3,500 school lunches a day?
Every day, yeah.
That is
a phenomenal amount.
That's a huge amount.
I didn't realise, but when I went up to
you... No, a lot of people don't.
When I went up to your offices, because your offices are above the old horseshoe pub, and down there where the old bar
used to be... they're making lunches there now.
Yeah, they're making all the lunches there.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. So we've got 47 staff that will lose their jobs at the end because of that change. And they found out about it through the media, which was disgraceful.
It is disgraceful.
That is disgraceful, absolutely. So is there any way you can...
get it back?
Yeah.
We've tried. We've explored legal challenge. We've written to the Ombudsman and the Auditor General's office and asked them to investigate. The process was a shocker.
Well, they've just pulled the plug on you.
Well, what they did, they put a tender out for intermediate and secondary school lunches and specifically said primary school lunches are outside of this tender, not included. And then they awarded a contract at the end of that tender process for intermediate and secondary. Oh, and by the way, we've lumped in primary as well. So all the contracts that we believed we were going to extend it for the next 2 years.
And do you know who got the contract?
Yeah, Compass Group.
Okay.
Which is
I've heard of them,
international, multinational.
Yeah.
You'd
think they'd want to keep it local.
I was going to say, are they located locally? And no. They're not?
No.
Are they going to truck these lunches in from...
Hamilton.
So they're not...
On a daily basis?
No, I don't think so. On a weekly basis, probably.
Yeah, that's
freeze them
it.
And then reheat them.
Oh.
This is David Seymour.
Yeah.
I think Willie Jackson described him yesterday, and he was probably quite accurate.
Tell me.
Well, in Parliament yesterday,
it was a bit of
Willie
a fraud,
Jackson made some comments about some character flaws of Mr. Seymour.
Yeah.
And that's been our experience as
well. Yes, exactly. Mm. And it's. I like the fact that you just didn't say, yeah, that's it. You have done everything possible you can to support these people.
And we will continue to do that.
Thank you. Appreciate that you do that.
I mean, our staff found out via the media.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So it's 47 of our staff, but it's a couple of our staff across the country.
Yeah.
It's all part of a massive restructuring.
And
they just pulled
those
things
through. I don't have a problem with restructuring, and I certainly, as an accountant, appreciate saving money.
Yeah.
But there's a process that you've got to respect as well, and people that you've got to respect on the way through.
Absolutely.
And there's been none of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you'd think they'd be so into keeping it local. You know, you really do think that. The community in that. There's no community in that, is there?
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
It just seems ridiculous that, in my opinion,
yeah.
ridiculous that they'd have the school lunches made in Hamilton, which is effectively 500 kilometres away, and truck them down on a weekly basis.
No, that's crazy. My issue, though, is the process that they, it feels like we've been, we sort of lost a rugby game by default. But no one told us the game was on.
Like, oh my goodness.
They contracted away our business to someone else and never told us.
Yeah.
Until we heard about it in the media.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's okay.
No.
No, it's not okay. No, no. It's not okay. There should be a process involved. Like I say, a proper process involved. Yeah. People should be consulted, and a little bit of decorum, and a little bit of just a downright being polite, I think, would have been nice.
Yeah. But absolutely. Never mind. But there's lots of positive things that are happening too that offset that.
So.
So we've got to remember that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And it's always good to have balance in life. That is for sure.
Yeah.
You get struck down 7 times, get up 8 times. That's how I see
there you
it.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this has been so good, eh?
It's been really nice to interview you, John.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you both.
Hey, thank you very much for coming in. And, hey, if you've got a, because if anyone knows what's going on the Wire Rapper, I'm pretty sure it's you. I'm pretty sure it's you.
And we're more than happy to have you here with your experience, because it sounds, well, it doesn't just sound it. We know for a fact that you've got the experience, and that's fantastic for our community.
Thanks very much. Thanks for the opportunity to come and talk with you.
Enjoy the Wire Rapper.
I will. And we are.
It's a fantastic place. I'm not from here either, actually.
Where are you from?
I'm from Auckland.
I know.
We forgave him ages ago.
I know. But I saw the light about 25 years ago, so I've been here since about 98. But fantastic place.
It is a
fantastic place. Noticed that you don't roll your R's.
No, well, I wasn't born in Southland. Our three daughters roll their R's. I don't. I was born in Otago.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't born on the rail trail. But on the rail trail, there's a little tiny place called Hyde.
Yes.
And that's where I come from.
Nice. Mm. Oh wow! Thank you so much.
Well, look, we're going to go to a track, and thank you so much for coming and joining.
Very, it's very good,
phenomenal. What are we going to have, Camille? We've got Paulie here.
Yeah,
what
let's
was your
play
song?
Paulie. Paulie's a Masterton boy, and the song is "This Is Special."
This is special. He's there fantastic. It is. Hold on, I'll just go down here and get another. Here we go. Let's see if I can't hit this one.
Do it. No, do it again.
Here we go.
Yes,
Paulie too.
you want it, I can help you. This is special.
Wicked.
That was Paulie.
Paulie with This Is Special. Gosh, I love your music, Paulie.
Well done, well done.
Yeah.
Hey, so what's going on?
I don't know, but I'm still buzzing from talking to John,
That was a nice interview, wasn't it? What a nice bloke he is.
Aren't we lucky to have a guy with so much experience wanting to move to Masterton and just take control like that?
Very lucky. And doing so much for the community.
Yeah,
doing
absolutely.
Doing so much for the community. And all that community housing and stuff. And, yes, they are selling quite a few houses, a couple of hundred probably, but the tenants that are in there at the moment do get the chance to buy those houses.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, they're not just going to get bulldozed or anything like that. And, Yeah. But you can apply for housing. I think it's pretty full at the moment. But, Trust House, Wairarapa.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Trust House. Thank you very much, John, for coming in and entertaining us with all your information.
That was so cool. Hey, here on our show, What's Going On, brought to you by Trust House, Wairarapa, my friend James said, can I please do this? It's the It Is Murder They Wrote. Tonight is the annual Silver Dagger Awards, and the top murder writers of the year are up against each other for the prestigious honour of being named Murder Author of the Year. Writing is done with the hand, however, murder is afoot. Clever word work there. You are the detective. Listen carefully, put the clues together, and solve whodunit. Saturday, the 23rd of November, 2024. Tickets are $60 each. That's meal and entertainment. Come on, you pay more for her. Anyway, available from Harlequin Theatre, 152 Dixon Street, Masterton, on Saturday the 9th. Oh, no, on Saturday the 16th, James will be there selling his tickets from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Or you can email the Masterton Theatre Company. Just Google it. The venue, Harlequin Theatre. That's going to be cool. So James Trotman, he does the coolest stuff. He's also in Jeff and the Angry Stick. And they're playing... next weekend they are playing in Newtown and doing a gig and raising money for like women's support.
Something like that.
Yes, I'll look it all up and do it properly, James. Don't you worry. And also, then they're zipping to Napier for a fantastic gig, which I will tell you more about soon. You're up now.
Alrighty, hey, I'll tell you what's going on down at number 8 Roberts Road. You might know this place. It's where your grandmother lives, at the Kandahar Rest Home.
What?
Maybe not your grandmother, but someone's grandmother lives there. At the Kandahar Rest Home at 8 Roberts Road in Lansdowne and Masterton tomorrow, the 16th of November, from 10:30 to 2 p.m. They are having a market day. So that's going to be pretty cool. There's going to be a variety of stalls. There's going to be food, crafts, plants, antiques, books. I bet there's going to be knitting there. I bet they're going to be selling some knitting. But, so just head off there tomorrow morning if you haven't got anything better to do.
Yeah.
After you go to the markets, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what markets are they?
Well, I'm pretty sure the farmers market is on tomorrow morning, and that would be on at Solway Showgrounds.
Yeah,
so that's pretty good too. So, get on down there, the old Solway Showgrounds. I do notice that there's a walking, what is it called? There's a whole bunch of walks going on anyway.
Yeah.
The Wairarapa Focus Weekend, here we go. It's a focus on Wairarapa. So this is tomorrow and on Sunday as well. The Wellington Heritage Festival spans over 4 weekends between the 26th of October and the 17th of November, each with a different regional focus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the Wairarapa on Saturday and Sunday. You can experience multiple heritage-themed events across the region. So this is going to be pretty good. So on the 16th, we've got down at the Masterton Cemetery from 10 o'clock to 11:30, Forgotten Lives. Join renowned historian and archivist Gareth Winter as he takes you through the tales of some of the region's unusual characters that are laid to rest at the Masterton Cemetery. So that'll be the old cemetery down there by the Queen Elizabeth Park, I'd imagine.
Archer Street one.
Yeah, it's a beautiful old cemetery down there, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, and look, the Landaff Historical Homestead Tour, that's going to be on Saturday as well, tomorrow from 1 till 4. That's 183 Upper Plain Road in Marsden. So you can continue your day with an afternoon tour of the 1800s historic homestead.
Whoa.
A Shakespearean presentation awaits you in the gardens.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I know. And the gardens before you start your visit, followed by a tour on the history of the property and finishing off with afternoon tea.
Hark! Come out there,
It doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. There's a bespoke wheelwrighting experience.
What? How? When?
A wheelwright. I think a wheelwright is the people that used to make the wheels. You know how people make barrels are called coopers.
Yes.
Well, people that make those old wooden wheels are wheelwrights.
And hat makers are called milliners.
I didn't know that. Milliner.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Save that up later.
Do that.
Part of my collection of useless information. So, hey, don't miss this incredible hands-on experience at Aotearoa's one and only functioning wheel and carriage works.
Wow.
Learn about the fascinating history of wheelwriting and participate in a hands-on wheel-trying experience over an open fire.
Wow.
And also, doesn't end there, and this is where the Solway Showgrounds comes in.
Oh, we love the Solway Showgrounds.
Yep. Sunday, the US Marine Corps are in Marsden, okay, from 9 till 10 o'clock in the morning at the Solway Showgrounds.
Oh,
and that's
where?
On the corner
where?
At the Solway Showgrounds.
Will they be in uniform?
I would imagine they probably will be in US military regalia. I know. So you can start your Sunday with a talk on the history of the United States Marines Corps.
Oh.
Because they were in Marsden from 1942 to 1943.
Yes.
And see where they camped and lived on the showgrounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's fantastic too. And I bet they were the crowd that were going to put the tunnel through the Rimitaka Hill for us that our government so unkindly didn't do. I know. Oh, well, there was a train. There's a train tunnel that goes through there. And look, finally, there's a cinema walk and film screening. So this is on Sunday as well. And that's going to start at 1:30 outside the Regent 3 cinema there, which is a classic cinema. From the golden age of cinema through to the present day, learn about the rich history of cinema and theatre in Marsden, starting with a cinema walk along Queen Street, followed by a free archival film screening at Aratoi.
That's cool.
So this is all part of the Wellington Heritage heritage thing, which is coming to Wairarapa this weekend.
I absolutely love that. Yeah, that's so cool.
Plenty of things to do. Plenty of things to do. There's even more. Shall I go?
No, let's play a song.
Let's play a song.
Yeah,
okay.
Because we've got heaps to talk about, but we've got to play some beats.
Yeah,
it's your turn to choose one.
It certainly is. Look, it's 27 minutes past 9.
We're boosting through the show, bro.
Oh, we are smashing this show out. No technical issues so far, eh, Camille?
What did you just do?
Don't worry. We'll be fine today.
We'll be fine.
Hey, look, we did have a little bit of a theme, and it was New Zealand music. I think you decided that it
summer
was...
Summer bangers.
Yeah, summer bangers. Sort New Zealand summer bangers. So this is one that I love this song. It's by a little crowd called Good Shirt.
Yes.
And the music video is phenomenal.
It's so good,
I really like it. And it just brings joy. It brings
it
joy to my heart.
Joy.
It's Sophie by Good Shirt.
Yes.
Just 'cause I know where she lives, I won't stick around like adhesive. Instead, I'll skin my knees and wait between. She'll tug on my imagination. I'll wait for an indication. Systematic smiles within. She's just so sweet, so fine, so polite too. Sophie, I like to be for you, but the only way I know takes so long, so long. Thank you.
Good shoot. Sophie. Shit,
sorry.
Did you hit yourself?
Yeah, I have just crossed my legs.
Hold on.
Be mad tonight.
Getting away from that. Yes, hey, what's up, Wairarapa? You're with Wayne and Camille.
We're not having technical problems, we're having physical problems today. My knee. And I'm getting a new knee.
Aren't you lucky? That's going to be one of the best things you've ever gotten new, I'd imagine.
Apart from my new boyfriend, Scott.
Your new boyfriend?
Well, new as in nearly nine or 10 years or something.
Gosh, sounds like a long-term thing.
Yeah, we might be getting serious.
Yeah, you're going to get married or something like that.
Cut it out. I don't wear an engagement ring for nothing, though.
Well, there you go. That's to fend off all the other potential suitors, isn't it?
Every day. What have we got going on? What have I got going on? I'm going to tell you about something. I find this really exciting, eh? What the hell? Anyway, join us on the second Friday of every month for the One New Zealand Summer Series. Catch live music from local bands and DJs, enjoy a classic sausage sizzle, shivers, and bring your friends for a chance to win epic prizes from One New Zealand, previously Vodafone. When? Second Friday of every month. Time? 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Where? Masterton Skate Park. Don't miss out on the good vibes. Meet your host, Masterton District Council. Oh, that was just something else. But that is going to be really, really cool. Come on. There's going to be music. There's going to be DJs. Free sausage sizzle.
Now, is this all in line with the new community youth
hub
down there?
Is it opening this Friday?
I'm pretty sure they're having an opening day sometime. I think it is this Friday.
Do you know what? You can't wear earrings when you've got headphones on.
And I can't remember where I read it, but I think it's... Is it today? It's not today, is it?
It could be today.
At 5:30, I think.
Oh,
I think
it's probably something we could Google at some point.
We could probably Google that. We could probably Google that. And speaking of skating and wheels and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, look, the Central Wairarapa BMX Club is opening again.
Yes.
Okay, so you know the old BMX track down there beside the deer park.
I know it so well.
They've been doing a lot of hard work down there. All voluntary work. What's his name? Blair? Your friend Blair? Is he in charge of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so club nights are kicking off next Thursday at 5:30 to 6:30. And we'll be kicking off our first club night.
Yeah.
It's Friday, yeah. It's been a long time coming and we are nervous and excited to get this going. Come down and have a go. You're going to need a bike. You're going to need a helmet. Long sleeves and pants are a must. And don't worry if you don't have all the gear. Come down and have a chat and you can just take a few laps around the newly refurbished BMX track, which is a great thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Holy freaking mackerel. I am reading James Trotman's words here, so don't sue me. Holy freaking mackerel. After a couple of months of hibernation, Jack and the Angry Stick. Yes.
Jeff and the Angry.
Jeff. Oh, I might as well just show myself.
Keep on.
Show yourself out, Camille. Jeff and the Angry Stick are hitting the stage twice in a weekend. Twice. Friday the 29th, we are humbled to be hitting the stage at Moon in Newtown to help raise funds. There it is. Help raise funds for the Wellington Women's Health Collective. What a brilliant cause. Then it's into the Jeff Mobile. Oh my goodness. Yeah. We gotta see what this is. I'm just thinking of the Wiggles right now.
Oh, I just wonder what goes on in the back of those mobile band vans.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes.
And off to Napier to rock out at the Cabana for the Royal Variety Show. Saturday, the 30th of November, the Cabana, Napier from 6 PM till late. Pre-sales $20 from Under the Radar. Door sales $30. Come on. Uncle Dirty Mike is going to be there, and we love Uncle Dirty Mike, and we love Jeff and the Angry Stick. Not so much Jack and the Angry Stick.
Not Jack and the Angry Stick. No, I don't know who they are.
How brilliant
is
that?
No idea.
Oh, support us. Support.
I reckon. And that's James, he's pretty talented, isn't he?
James is super talented. Yeah, yeah. They all really
He gets quite a bit of airtime on this
show. Yeah, he does. Hey, and another thing, the Dead Zeff is another favourite local band, and we had Jordan on here. Oh, Marva showed that one time talking. The Dead Zeffers, Jamrock, Burning Embers, Rain Mr. Unit, Hecate's Cult, Aria, Underwire, all playing Saturday, November the 30th from 3 PM to 11 PM at Nui Hui 6, and that's in Wainui Amata. We love supporting local bands.
Damn right we do.
Damn right.
Got any local band? Maybe we should go to another local band on the old computer here.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Well, You got any requests? Eh?
No. It's all on you. No.
Okay.
The camera's on you, Wayne.
Okay. Well, here we go. Look, this is by I went to the Voltage Record sale the other weekend.
Oh yeah.
And I picked up a CD by a little crowd called Blam Blam Blam.
Did you?
Yeah. Now Don McGlashan writes the songs for that.
I saw you there.
I know. I saw you there too. We're
everywhere.
I know. Don't think
we're everywhere and nowhere.
But anyway, this is a song from back, and I think it's back in the 80s.
Oh.
But anyway, it's from the Muldoon era, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, Don McGlashan from Blam Blam Blam. And there's a little bit of social unrest in New Zealand at the moment, and I thought the song was quite fitting. It is called There Is No Depression in New Zealand.
There's
and it's
so
by
much.
It's by Blam Blam Blam. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Blam, 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 there
That's
is
so
no
good.
Depression in New Zealand. It's a
Wise.
Bit of a song about social unrest, and yes.
I had a dream about Mike King last night.
Mike King?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, okay. Was it a good dream?
Yeah, it was funny. We were just hanging out.
Oh, that's okay. Then I thought it might have been a different kind of dream. Hey, guess what's happening down in Carterton?
What?
The pool's going to reopen.
Is it?
The Carterton swimming pool will be back in action from Saturday the 23rd of November. So that would be, not this Saturday, next Saturday. And it's going to be open to the 24th of December because everything's closed on Christmas Day, guys. Don't go to the pool on Christmas Day.
No.
It's going to be open from Monday to Friday from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be open on Boxing Day and New Year's Day, and it's going to be open.
That's so cool. We love the pools.
And there's going to be an end-of-year pool party.
Oh, where?
At the Carterton Outdoor Pools.
Is it?
Yes, yes, on Friday the 13th of December. So you can put that in your little diary for going down there and having a bit of a splash around, eh?
Yeah, that'll be very cool.
Cool, yes.
Monday the 25th of November 2024 is White Ribbon Day. Shine a light on disability and violence. Wear a white ribbon to show that you do not condone violence towards women. The theme for White Ribbon Day 25th of November 2024 is It Starts With Men. Today, together we can prevent violence against women and girls. That's just brilliant. Let's support that with all that we have.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Very worthy cause, eh?
Absolutely.
Family violence, no one wants that.
No.
Hey.
No.
Stop it, guys.
Yeah.
Girls, whoever's doing it.
Girls and boys.
Hey, there's going to be a quiz night, and it's going to be a quiz night for the rural support. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be answers to your questions as well. That's going to be at Friday, which is today, 15th of November, 6:30 p.m. and that's at the Ekitahuna Community Centre. It's a fundraising quiz for the awesome team at the Rural Support Tararua, and there's going to be a light supper provided, and you can bring your own drink, and it's $15 per person and six per table. You can get a hold and register your team with Emma on 021-250-3015.
Awesome.
Do people still take phone numbers these days?
I don't know.
Shall I just repeat it? I'll say it slowly.
Do it slowly.
Get a hold of Emma, and she is at the Ekitahuna Community Centre. Get a hold of Emma at 021-250-3015 for the quiz night.
Ah.
Yep, and all the proceeds are going to the Rural Support of Tararua.
Oh, that is so cool. Hey, holiday at home this January. Okay, Wired It Up and Music in the Country. Bring your family or gather your mates for the 2025. Oh, gosh, I've so lost it right now. Wired It Up and Music in the Country Festival, January 10th to the 12th. Set up camp under the towering native trees at Tauhara-Nikau Racecourse and enjoy world-class talent right on your doorstep. Get your tickets now. Go online and search it up. And they're pretty good prices, and some of them include accommodation. There's accommodation for tents, motorhomes, and caravans. So that's just going to be music in the country. There's going to be the Waratahs, the Dolly Parton Experience, Sisters in the Country, Jody Vaughan, Ali Cook, and Wendy Fortin, Shenanigans, Melissa Partridge, she's primo, they're all primo, Cooper's Run, Jackie Bistow, Ainsley Allen, Matt Joe Gal, James Ray, and so much more. Plus, oh my god, I just got so excited, learn to line dance. Walk-ups open to everyone. Let's learn to line dance.
Oh, mate, get out your snakeskin boots and your 10-gallon hat.
Yes, yeah.
Hey, down at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church at 37th Church Street, Saturday, tomorrow at 4 p.m, there is Gloria, Vivaldi, and selections from Messiah, the Wairā Rapa Singers, with the Wellington Male Voice Choir, with the likes of Barbara Peterson and soprano Maaki
really
Christy Beacom.
Yeah,
get down there. That's $25 to get in, and listen to the choir. Beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful music.
Beautiful,
beautiful music. I tell you, we've got beautiful music, haven't we? It's quarter to ten.
It's
quarter to ten. We are just we're getting through the show pretty fast. So, look, in keeping with our songs of New Zealand songs of summer,
yeah,
I couldn't help but put on Headless Chickens.
One of my honestly
favourite New Zealand bands. Now this is a 1994 song, and everybody knows it. And just think, this song's 30 years old now.
Yeah,
30 years old. It's Cruise Control.
I first heard it at the Big Day Out.
Did you?
Yeah.
I once bought a record off...
First time I heard it, but I saw it live.
I once bought a record from Fiona McDonald at the downtown HMV record shop where she used to work while she was actually still performing for the Headless Chickens. And it was just a phenomenal experience.
And you haven't washed your hands since, eh?
Not really, no.
No.
See how the dirty, filthy hands. Hey, it's Cruise Control by the Headless Chickens.
Awesome.
So let's hit it.
Yes.
I've got
love it.
Cool. That was the Headless Chickens, eh? Yeah. Cruise Control.
Yes.
Classic track. 30 years old.
Wow.
It makes me feel old. I remember when it came out.
You are old. We're both old.
I've got the album. It comes off an album called Body Blow.
Yeah. I remember that.
It's a great album.
And so good. So, anyway, tonight, Friday Laughs, everybody. Friday the 15th of November. Here we are, 8 p.m. Friday Laughs, Carterton Event Centre. Lisa McLeod-Whitting and Wilson Dixon. My favourite, Wilson Dixon.
Where's he from? Cripple Creek or something?
Cripple Creek with Uncle Cletus and Uncle Lefty.
Yeah, Lefty. Where's that? In Colorado or something?
Colorado, is it you reckon? Oh, yeah, gosh. So he's up to his shenanigans, that's for sure.
Well, I'd better get along and see him. He's travelled quite a long way, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, it's at 8 o'clock tonight at the Carterton Event Centre, 3750 general admission. If you're a student or got a gold card, it's 3150. That is so cool. It's a 2-hour comedy showcase with some of the country's favourite performers right in the heart of Carterton, with headline act Wilson Dixon hailing from Cripple Creek, Colorado. Country music legend Wilson Dixon's melodic philosophies on life has seen him become one of the most loved characters on the Australian, UK and New Zealand circuit. And he's a sellout dude, and not like he's not a sellout.
he sells out. His tickets sell out, don't they? He's not a sellout.
His name's not David. Anyway, we are looking forward to that tonight. It's a little bit late for me. I can hardly stay up past 9.
Yes, you've got a pretty good circadian rhythm there, eh?
Absolutely.
And you get up quite early too, don't you, Camille?
Oh, my God.
Are we keeping you awake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. No. That's what happens when you get up at 5 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, it's the gym this morning, man. It was awesome.
Good on you. Good on you. Hey.
So, anyway, he's been described as deadpan delivery of some of the funniest songs you'll ever hear. At the absolute top of his game, simply sensational and utterly unmissable, an object lesson in intelligent, understated comedy.
Hey, get down there and have a laugh at the old Carterton Event Centre, our hub, really.
Our
hub for events. Hey, guys, we're running out of time.
Yeah, I'm falling asleep.
You've been listening to... Camille's falling asleep. I feel fine, by the way. And, and you've been listening to Wayne and Camille on the What's Going On show. What's up? What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on, Wire Rapper? It's 9:57.
Yes.
It's. I think it's going to rain today.
You reckon? Yeah,
that's what they said. Well, the weather map, my weather app says it's going to rain.
Yes.
But they just tell lies on that weather app. Oh. It's just constant. I think they just make stuff up.
Making it up.
Okay, guys, we're gonna leave you with The Dudes. It's another track of summer, which is another favourite of mine. The Dudes, Be Mine tonight, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Catch you later.
Bye.